What did you do on summer vacation? Well, let's find out. David, you stop with the pictures. Put the phone away. I'll be like your school teacher. Put the phone away or I'm going to take it away. And you'll get it back when the school season's over.
It's from my blog.
You got a blog?
Yeah, The Adventures of David and Amy.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You do animation with you and your wife, right? I see I've seen the animation
Not on the blog. It's a Facebook blog.
By the way, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
38 years, huh?
35.
35 years.
Don't make it worse than it is.
Amy, did you hear that? 35
years. She's still sleeping.
Well, you're very lucky to get her. I don't know if she's lucky, but you're definitely lucky.
By the way, we need new bumper music. I told everyone that, or I made the announcement that this is going to be the David and Donald.
I know, I saw that, yes.
Morning show from now on.
Yeah, I'll tell Civic Media to get new jingles when you're in here. Okay, so summer vacation. I really didn't have much of a summer vacation. I did, in May, we went to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, confab in Middleton. And then we stayed overnight, and then we took a trip to Cheese Country out there. I can't remember the
Monroe.
Monroe, and also the town before it. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. We spent the day out there, those
the
two
Verona
towns.
Area.
Yeah, I'll come up with it in a few minutes.
Is it the one with the trolls?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember how to describe it. Anyway, it was Cheese Country out there.
Yeah.
And we really had a good time.
Good.
The town before that, we took a tour of cheese making. And it wasn't Monroe where we took that tour. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, so that was my vacation. We didn't do much of a vacation this year. But you, on the other hand, are in a constant state of vacation year-round.
It looks like that, but when I looked over the list, it's... We pack a lot of things in a few days.
So. I don't know. Every time I turn on Facebook, you're another part of the world.
Well, so I got to spread it out too sometimes. Well, Facebook, I'll put it all at one time. But like Instagram, I'm still posting pictures from a couple weeks ago when we were at Circus World.
Now, do you ever leave the country at all? Ever been around outside
yes,
the country?
Yes, I was an exchange student in West Germany.
Oh, really?
Back in the summer of 1983, I was there for 2 months outside of Munich.
Oh, really?
I still keep in touch with the family. They visited
what grade was
a couple
it?
Years ago. It was between my junior and senior year.
Well, look at you. I never knew that about you.
Yeah, and it was interesting. It was a scholarship through the BMW Corporation. They made cars, and they had this scholarship program through Youth for Understanding. And they would pick one student from each region of the country. If your parents worked for BMW or a subsidiary, and my dad worked for a BMW dealership. So I applied the first year, and I was the first runner-up for this district. And if something happened to the kid, then I would go. So I applied the next year, and lo and behold, I get this letter in the mail saying, congratulations, you're going to Germany. And the family was great. The father was the editor-in-chief of the German Automobile Club's European Camping Guide. So he had contacts all over Europe. And so we'd jump in the car and go down to Austria, and we'd stay at a friend of his resort, you know, and different things like that.
I like that. Jump in the car. Let's go to Austria.
Yeah. So we just, it was a good time. It was a great family.
Did you speak German?
A little bit. I had 2 years of German, but I wasn't fluent.
You only need one word.
But
bratwurst.
But what was interesting was that by the time I left 2 months later, I was starting to think simple phrases in German, not sitting there trying to translate them in my mind. So it's like, oh, I wonder if this is what it's like to be bilingual, to be able to actually think in the language and not have to try to figure out, you know. So
how about these people that speak like six different languages?
Oh, I know.
How did you do that? I mean, I took 6 years of Spanish. Albondigas, meatballs is about all I remember.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. 6 years, two in college and four in high school.
So you're not going to be on Telemundo next week?
No. You know, one of our, we had two Spanish stations in New York, and one carried the Yankees, one carried the Mets. So one of our assignments was to listen to the ball game and see if you can understand what's going on.
Mm.
So if you can count, you know, to 1, 2, 3, you can get the bases. And all the names of the players are still in English. And you could tell when there's, you know, somebody hits a fly ball somewhere or somebody gets a hit. And we were able to, I was able to make out the game because it's, you know, those play-by-play guys use the same phrases over and over again. It's a long one, you know, you know, going out there. But, yeah, so that was our thing. So we had to listen to the ball games in Spanish to see if we could understand the game.
So my growing up in Kenosha, a lot of my buddies were Italian, and they were first generation. So their parents came over from Italy. They spoke Italian before they spoke English. And my one buddy, his dad would sit and watch Spanish television, the soccer games, and, you know, Spanish is a Latin language, and therefore, even though it's not the same as Italian, he could understand what was going on much easier than if he was watching it in English. Plus, they weren't really showing soccer in English anyway at the time.
Let's talk about your trip here. Let's go down through order. Old World, Wisconsin.
Well, they're not necessarily in order.
Well, I'm going to order your list here.
Yeah.
Unless you want to take
us on. Old World, Wisconsin. So we bought, last year, I bought a...
That's an eagle.
It's an eagle.
Yeah. Eagle, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went through Waterford, and I went west instead of doing the I-94 thing. So anyway, I bought a Wisconsin Historical Society pass, and it was good for last summer and this summer. It expires in October. So I almost got like a year and a half or something out of it, which is kind of cool. And we took advantage of it last year, and I was taking advantage of it this year, although I have not hit as many sites because they give you a little passport. If we hit all the sites, then you get a free membership next year. We didn't hit all the sites. If I hit 5 of them, I get $5 off at the gift shop. If I hit, you know, so we're slacking a little bit, but we're trying. And some of them are a little harder to get to, and we'll get to that one in a minute. But Old World, Wisconsin was easy. Last year, I took grandson number 2. He was disappointed. He was in kindergarten. He was pre-K going into last summer, and they had a field trip, and he missed it, and it was to a farm. So I said, Tanner, I'll take you to Old World, Wisconsin. There's a farm. He says, I want to see pigs. All right, we can see pigs. So we get to the pig encampment, and there's like 1 or 2 pigs. And it smelled awful. And he did not like that. Keep in mind, he was 5 at the time. And he's like, oh, okay. So this year, we took grandson number 1 and 2. Grandson number 1 didn't like all the walking. He thought it was boring. He wanted to be playing video games. But grandson number 2 enjoyed it. But when there were hands-on stuff at Old World, both of them were engaged.
It's a fun play. I took my parents there.
I can't get them to do chores around the house, but you know what? There was a push lawnmower, and they were both out there cutting the grass at Old World, Wisconsin with one of those push lawnmowers.
Yeah, try doing it every week in 90-degree heat. We'll see if you like it.
Yeah.
Okay, Devil's Punch Bowl. This is in Menominee, Wisconsin. This is way up there, up north.
Had no intention of going to Menominee, Wisconsin, but I had a cousin that passed away a few years ago and out of state. My aunt lives out of state now, and he wanted to be buried at his father's family plot up in Menominee, Wisconsin. I guess his dad's side of the family was from way up there. So my aunt put something together, and we all gathered up there in Menominee. So what do you do in Menominee, Wisconsin? So I'm quickly scouring. Is there anything to do up here? Because, you know, we went up the day before. And I found this Devil's Punch Bowl, and it's this gorge with this tiny little waterfall coming down. I'm sure if they have lots of rain, the waterfall is much more ample. But it was just this cool thing. You go down, you know, 200 feet or so into the gorge. You walk around. Very scenic. The kids loved it because it's outdoors. It's, you know, there's water involved. There's stones. There's mud.
Wow. Oh, this is interesting here. Manitowoc, the Sputnik crash site. What's that about?
Excuse me. Well,
I never heard of that.
You know what Sputnik is?
I know what Sputnik is, the Russian Sputnik, but I don't know there was a crash site there.
So like 2 years after the Russians launched the Sputnik space shuttle. Or not space shuttle, spaceship. I think it was an unmanned spaceship.
Yeah.
It came hurling down to the Earth, and the largest piece of it crashed in the middle of the street in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
I never knew that. I've been to Manitowoc a million times. I never knew that.
The crater's gone now. I don't know how big the crater was because I don't think it was that big of a piece, but they returned it to the Russians eventually. They have a little brass plaque in the middle of the street, and there I am dodging traffic. And I felt like I was in a game of Frogger, except I'm the frog trying to get
across. Can't be the only one who does that. I mean, it's got to be people, tourists look for it there.
And I had to bribe my grandson, number two, to take the picture of me in the middle of the street, pointing to the spot.
As a bus is coming?
Yes. Pointing to the spot where Sputnik crashed.
Wow. But,
you know, have this goal of getting my picture taken with every roadside attraction I encounter. And some are bigger than others, but this one may not be big in size, but boy, it's kind of a cool thing. This is where a Russian spaceship crashed.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
I have to go up there. I'm not going to stand in the middle of the road like you did.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to add, we're still on Manitowoc, but this one, I forgot to add one of our trips.
All right, we'll remind you. Let's talk about the shipwreck up in Sheboygan. What's that about?
Well, let's talk about
the shipwreck.
No, we got to stay in Manitowoc. We got to talk about the cow.
All right, give me a quick story on the cow.
All right, so my grandson and I are in Manitowoc, and we're going down the street, and I completely forgot that Cedar Crest Ice Cream has a ice cream parlor in Manitowoc where they make the ice cream, and I always wanted to go there. Well, I found out about it like last year because they have a giant cow, and we're driving, and all of a sudden, and my grandson was in a bad mood. He originally would not take a picture of me in the middle of the street at the Sputnik site because he didn't want to be there. He wanted to stay with grandma, and grandma was at a practice for her music group. But it's like, boy, you got to come with me. So we see the cow, and all of a sudden his mood changes. He says, Grandpa, that's not a real cow. I said, yes, it is. No, it's not. He says, I'm going to run into it, and if I fall down, it's a fake cow. I said, Tanner, if you run into a real cow, you're still going to fall down. Well, I bet him an ice cream cone. And remember, this is a giant cow. What, two stories tall? I showed you the picture. It was bigger.
It wasn't a building next to it.
It was taller than the building. So I said, listen, if it's a fake cow, I owe you an ice cream cone. But if it's a real cow, you owe me an ice cream cone. And he said, deal. So anyway, another one of those big things where we had to get our picture taken.
Talk about the shipwreck. I want to hear about that because I don't know about a shipwreck in Sheboygan.
So the boys live in Sheboygan during the school year. They live with us during the summer. And there's a lot of things to do up in Sheboygan, I found out. Beautiful harbor. And right off the harbor is this old ship that they pulled up from Lake Michigan. It was an old schooner. It's wood. It's dilapidated. It's not intact, but they have it all braced up, and you can see the shape of the schooner, but it's not intact, obviously, and it's really just a neat thing.
Do you know what year it went down?
A long time ago.
Okay, good.
Had to be in the 1800s.
Thanks for pinpointing that.
Yes. Had to be in the 1800s. But what surprises me is that they don't have it under glass, so they don't have it in a museum. They have it out there exposed to the elements. And it's real thick brown wood.
They made them good back then.
Yeah.
The Effigy Mounds. Now, I think I know where this is because I think we went there. The Effigy Mounds in the National Monument?
It's right over the river from Prairie du Chien, so a couple miles from Prairie du Chien.
It's different than the one I'm thinking of.
And it's in Iowa.
Yeah.
So
I've seen that one too, but I'm thinking of a different one.
This one has the largest number of effigy mounds anywhere
those
preserved.
Are Native American burial sites.
Some are burial sites. Some are just mounds that were built probably for ceremonial purposes. Hard to say because they were built so long ago, but the whole chunk are related to the mound builders, and the mound builders predated a lot of the current tribes that are in the area. But beautiful park. Amy and I had been there maybe 15 years ago. She didn't even remember being there. I didn't remember that the hike was as steep as it was. And I ran into someone at the couple old ladies at the hotel, and I was just chatting with them and, yeah, what are you going to do? And I said, we're going over to Effigy. Oh, she says, that's a brutal hike. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. I've been there. Well, 15 years later, we're climbing up this steep incline all the way to the top. And at the top, though, is where you start to see the Effigy mounds. They had the little bear and the big bear-shaped ones, and they had conical ones and all this stuff. But there's a beautiful overlook of the Mississippi River.
Yep.
It was a hazy day, though, so our picture, you know, I got white hair now. I don't know how that happened. I used to frost it, but anyway.
From climbing the stairs, that's how
and
you
it,
got
and it.
It
kind of blended in with the haze around, so it looks like I have no hair, but we saw a bald eagle just fly past
us. You see
a
lot of them out there.
Yeah.
It's a great river road you can take between right in Wisconsin. And when you're out there, if you go to Austin, Minnesota, the Spam Museum. Now, people don't realize there is this. It's Hormel's factory, but they do have a Spam Museum there. And that's where I learned to like Spam.
Oh, wow.
But only cooked. It's got to be burnt.
You know it's made out of pork.
That's fine with me. But I love it when it's cooked, really cooked. And that was the only place you're able to get the spicy stuff, the hot. So for my birthday,
you get Spam from all over the world that you can't buy here except at the Spam Museum.
Yeah, so we get the hot spicy. So for one of my birthdays or Christmas, my wife ordered from them, and they sent a whole box of the. But she's got it. I can't even touch it. It's gross to touch when it's raw.
It's not good for your heart.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have it that often. I mean, once a year I have it. But
they handle samples there at the Spam Museum.
I know. It's really interesting. It's an interesting place.
So I planned an anniversary trip for our 35th anniversary to Prairie du Chien. And we were up in the air. I was up in the air where I was going to take Amy. Ended up having to take the boys at the last minute. So they tagged along. Everything I planned was kid-friendly. But the first day in Prairie du Chien is when we went to the Villa Lewis. And it's a Victorian mansion. And then after that, we jumped in the car and drove an hour and a half through Iowa. And actually, Iowa's pretty scenic, unlike Minnesota or Illinois, where it's all flat. But it's very scenic. And we go to Austin, Minnesota. And I had this experience where I park, and like something doesn't feel right about the Spam Museum. The guy, the pig farmer with the hogs, is outside of the Spam Museum like what I'd remembered 10 years ago. But something is off here. I don't remember what the original Spam Museum looked like, but it doesn't look like it. And I go inside and I said, where's the wall of Spam? Because the old one had this big wall and it was made up of individual cans of Spam. Here I'm making hand gestures on the radio so you can see. And they're like, we don't have that anymore. And then I thought, let me ask you a question. Did you move the Spam Museum? And they said, yes, a couple blocks from the old one.
What year?
I don't know. But the new one is laid out very nice. They have a couple of the same things, but they have a lot of different stuff. Like Spammy, they put them in a more scenic type of environment. Hmm. Spammy is a mascot, and Tanner wasn't real happy after the ride. I think he may have fell asleep, so he didn't want to go to the Spam Museum. But I kept talking about Spammy. All of a sudden, he turned the corner, and his attitude changed. He saw Spammy. He said, look, Grandpa, it's Spammy. And he ran over to Spammy, and we took a family picture there. They have the Spamalot Cafe from Monty Python. So I sat down at the table and had a picture taken in the Spamalot Cafe.
But you should have said to your grandson, you wanted to see pigs? Here's a can.
Oh, I should have. So, and the best part, they hand out samples. You're walking. Amy, I don't know how she got four because I only got two. But she got four different types of Spam when she was there. And my grandson's got stickers saying, I tried Spam for the first time.
That was me. I tried Spam.
Did you get the sticker?
No, they didn't give me a sticker. There's also a picture of TV mothers out there when they opened up the Spam Museum. It might have been to the new one.
Yeah.
They had the mom from Happy Days and two other moms. I think Shirley Jones was out there. Mm. And I think Florence Henderson was out there.
Wow.
I think those were the three. And they had the ribbon cutting ceremony with the moms out in front. So it might have been the new one.
It could have been the old one.
Yeah, could have been. Well, it could have been the old one, too.
Some of those moms aren't around anymore.
Yeah, I know. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Fourth District Alder David Mack is. How are things going in the in your district? Looking good?
It's always looking good.
David Mack, thanks for coming in, though.
Thank you.
Well, you got some more places?
Yeah, there's a few more on the list.
Yeah. We'll see. I think I got a lot of music to play. Timeless hits.
That's why you're the number one radio program in Racine County, right?
Because I know to play the music. You know, when I was a kid, the radio motto was shut up and play the hits.
And there a Barry Manilow song about playing the music?
Yeah,
or I make the music that the whole world, whatever.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Thank you.
I love sharing.
Always a pleasure.
Live vicariously through your Facebook pictures and everything else. I love it.
And check out our Facebook blog, The Adventures of David and Amy.
Yeah.
Like our page.
Thank you. And the Hernandez sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, David.